In this bulletin, votes from the weekend's federal election continue to be counted. The search for Labor's next leader continues. And the AFL admits more work is needed to stamp out racism. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Votes from the weekend's federal election continue to be counted. The Australian Electoral Commission says counting of postal votes will be underway in all 151 seats today, having initially prioritised postal votes in marginal seats. Prime Minister Scott Morrison could have a team of up to 78 MPs in the House of Representatives, giving him the chance to appoint a Speaker and govern in majority. But he says he doesn't want the surprise election results to create division. Mr. Morrison has told Sky News the Coalition won the election because it didn't try to tell voters how to live their lives.
I've called them quiet Australians, just Australians going about their lives every day, decided that their job, their economic future, the choices they wanted to make were more important. And ultimately, Australians need to be the ones who make the choices about their lives and not have those made by governments.
Former Independent MP Karen Phelps has conceded defeat in the Sydney seat of Wentworth, congratulating Liberal candidate Dave Sharma on the win. Dr. Phelps won the Liberal seat in the October by-election last year, which was sparked by the Coalition government's dumping of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Dr. Phelps was in Parliament for under a year, but says she's proud of what's been achieved in that time, particularly the passing of the so-called Medivac Bill through Parliament.
During the by-election campaign, I said I would work with refugee advocates and the community to get kids off Nauru and find a more humane solution for those on Manus and Nauru who are in desperate need of proper medical care. Pressure from the Kids Off Nauru campaign forced the government to act, and we shall all be proud that there are no longer children on Nauru.
Labor's search for its next leader is expected to continue over the next few days. Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek was thought to be a key contender to succeed Bill Shorten in the role, which became vacant when he stepped down after the weekend's election defeat. But Ms. Plibersek says despite having party support, she wants to focus on family responsibilities. Infrastructure spokesman Anthony Albanese has declared he'll stand for the position, while finance spokesman Jim Chalmers says he's considering it. Supermarket giant Coles will be selling flawed but perfectly edible fruit and vegetables in a bid to reduce food waste. The company has announced a new program where customers will be able to buy bags of so-called ugly produce for cheaper than the standard price. The scheme is being trialled in Victoria and South Australia. Products include bags of apples, carrots, onions, and sweet potatoes. To international news, and France's Eiffel Tower has been evacuated and surrounding streets locked down after a man was spotted climbing the iconic structure. Specialist firefighters were called to the scene. Tower operators say the man entered the tower normally and started to climb once he was on the second floor. A new report says thousands of North Korean women and girls are being forced to work in the sex trade in China. The report from the London-based women's group Korea Future Initiative says girls are often abducted and sold or compelled to marry Chinese men. The group says the trade is worth $127 million a year for criminal organisations. To sport, and AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says the game's policy of calling out racism on social media has improved, but remains a work in progress. His comments follow an agreement made between the game's Indigenous players, clubs and the AFL to stifle online vilification. Mr. McLachlan admits while progress is being made, racism continues to plague the game.
I think that we're encouraged by other people on those platforms then calling out behaviour that's unacceptable. And also we're trying to work with the regulators, with government and with the platforms themselves to moderate it. So it's imperfect in the sense that there continues to be issues, but we keep tackling them.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 21. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 degrees. Hobart, also cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 21. Sunny in Wollongong, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, sunny, 25. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. a shower or two in Cairns, 28, and Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Michelle Rimmer, and this is SBS News.